Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, January 15, 2024. This morning I will talk about the book of Hebrews. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because you have given us a great high priest in the person of Jesus to mediate for us and with us when we are not in the room. We confess that our vision is stymied and our hearing imperfect because we refuse to recognize the truth and are unwilling to listen to reason. Forgive us our limited vision and stopped up ears. We thank you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to us in the usual way and lived among us despite our unfashionable dress and sinful behavior. In the power of your Holy Spirit, incite in us lay love for you and your church, in season and out, that we might grow closer to you each and every day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Hebrews 2, 2 and 3 we read, "For the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and in every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution. How shall we escape perdition if we neglect such a great salvation?" The strongest statement of Christology, the theology of the person, nature, and role of Jesus in the New Testament, is found in the book of Hebrews. A focus on Christology makes sense because the new covenant in Christ is a person, not a treaty, not a set of rules or regulations. It is accordingly important to understand what makes this person unique, their family, their upbringing, their habits, how they think, and what they feel. On Christmas, we celebrate the birth of a child, a time in life when a person is most vulnerable, in total need of care and protection. The subtext in this nativity scene is that Jesus is one of us, complete with dirty diapers. Jesus entered the world in the usual way, his vulnerability being a product of an unwanted pregnancy, underscores his humble origins. Being born from a small village, not an urban center, gives him street credibility among normal people. Being an ethnic Jew means that he's likely mixed race, because Israel stands between continents, land disputed among empires as long as there have been any. Jesus' language abilities are unrecorded, although he was likely fluent in Aramaic, Hebrew, and Greek based on various New Testament situations and citations. In America today, Jesus might appear most likely a brown-eyed, kinky-haired Pentecostal pastor from Central America who works in construction during the week and has the physique to prove it. The book of Hebrews is a sermon taken from the mid-1960s A.D., written to what was probably a Jewish house church in the city of Rome. The author is unknown, but Martin Luther believed the author to have been Apollo, an educated Jew from Alexandria, who worked closely with the Apostle Paul. Others, such as Calvin, believe the author to have been the Apostle Paul himself. The book of Hebrews argues the superiority of Christ to angels, Moses, Aaron, and the prophets, which would be interesting to a Jewish audience. It exhorts his audience to remain true to the faith in spite of persecution. Hebrews cautioned that many people followed Moses out of Egypt, but few followed Joshua into the promised land. For Christians, Jesus is the new Joshua who leads us out of sin and into a heavenly kingdom. A key verse in the book of Hebrews is, "We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has in every respect been tempted as we are, yet without sin." A priest serves as an intermediary between God and human beings. If the priest was merely divine, then the priest, not having any weaknesses, could not sympathize with mere human beings. If the priest were then also a judge, the judgments would likely be harsh, untempered by an understanding of the limitations and temptations that humans face. If the priest were merely human, then how could a priest have standing with God? Because God is immortal. The priest could not relate to God being mortal, being a creature created by God himself, at best a plaything in the hands of an immortal God. Thus the author of Hebrews argues that the divine and human attributes coexisting in a holy person makes Christ Jesus a suitable candidate to being a great high priest, someone fitting and just and available. The book of Hebrews therefore serves to grant us a better understanding of the role and provisions of our great high priest. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.